Welcome to the Flash World, where we dive deep into pivotal moments shaping our global community. Today, we're navigating through a labyrinth of power, faith, and warfare, examining the undercurrents defining world politics and conflicts. From Vladimir Putin's orchestrated fifth-term inauguration, amidst Russia's battles with isolation and the backdrop of the Ukraine conflict, to the tense dance of military might between the US and Russia, and the sharpening blades in the Israel-Gaza struggle, we're uncovering the narratives that shape our world. Join us as we dissect these compelling stories with our reporters, offering a straightforward look into complex geopolitical dynamics. Let's open with a scene that could rival the grandeur of historic Russian royalty, yet it's happening in our time. Vladimir Putin steps into a fifth term with an inauguration wrapped in tradition and power. Rachel, can you paint us a more detailed picture of this striking event?
Certainly, Wendy. Imagine the Kremlin, surrounded by military pomp and steeped in Orthodox prayers, as Putin solidifies his hold over Russia for a landmark fifth term. This isn't just about leadership. It's a deeply symbolic moment, choreographed to resonate both within Russia and across the globe. Patriarch Kirill Thirst, leading the Russian Orthodox Church, blessed Putin in a televised service, intertwining Putin's rule with a sense of divine destiny. This was particularly pointed in framing decisions like the Ukraine invasion as spiritually sanctioned.
That's a powerful narrative. How does Putin's stance play into the domestic and international views on Russia's current position?
Putin's rhetoric is a tapestry of resilience and unity, a call to overcome the trials facing Russia, notably its increasing isolation due to aggressive international stances and Western sanctions. His promise to navigate through these difficult times, as mentioned in his speech, seems to strike a chord of solidarity among the Russian populace. Yet this stance is punctuated by a significant pivot towards non-Western allies, with China playing a pivotal role, highlighting a strategic reshuffle in global alignments.
With such complexities, are there any signs of internal challenges to Putin's prolonged rule?
Indeed, beneath the ceremonial veneer lies a restless foundation. Economic shifts, necessitated by sanctions and the war in Ukraine, along with reported war wariness among Russians, spell internal discontent. Additionally, the hinted government reshuffle post-inauguration might be a maneuver to fortify Putin's control amid looming challenges. It's a pivotal moment that not only continues Putin's reign, but also sets the stage for Russia's navigation through a tumultuous global landscape.
From one form of power to another, the global stage is witnessing an alarming escalation between the US and Russia, centered around Ukraine. Sean, what's the latest on this front?
Wendy, the temperature is rising, and not in a good way. Following the US's decision to bolster Ukraine with missiles and fighter jets, Putin has dialed up the rhetoric and action by preparing for tactical nuclear weapons exercises. This isn't a simple show of strength. It's a strategic chess move to underscore Russia's military capabilities, seemingly to caution the West against further involvement in Ukraine. The narrative spins around this as a direct response to perceived Western provocations, including past decisions like the US's withdrawal from the INF Treaty.
With such developments, could this signal a shift towards a more dangerous confrontation?
It's a tightrope walk, Wendy. While the immediate threat of nuclear engagement seems subdued, the exercise serves as a stark reminder of the nuclear arsenal at Russia's disposal. This act of military posturing not only highlights the precarious balance of power, but also the intricate dance of diplomacy required to navigate these tensions. The involvement of international actors and the mention of potential troop deployments to Ukraine complicate the scenario further.
Our focus shifts to a region that's no stranger to conflict, yet finds itself in a renewed spiral of violence. Israel's recent military actions in Gaza have escalated tensions. Lester, shed some light on the situation for us.
In what's described as a precise operation, Israeli forces have taken a significant step by entering Rafah, targeting Hamas territories. This move isn't just about military objectives. It's critically impacted the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza, intensifying an already dire situation. International condemnation was swift, highlighting concerns over the halted aid and the potential for sweeping civilian casualties. Amidst this, there are whispers of ceasefire negotiations, hinting at a possible pause in hostilities, but doing little to alleviate the underlying humanitarian crisis.
Such a complex conflict with profound implications. Thank you, Lester, for that update. As we navigate through these stories, it's clear the world is at a series of crossroads, each path laden with its trials and narratives. As we conclude this episode of The Flash World, it's evident that the specter of power, in its many forms, continues to cast long shadows across the global stage. From the ceremonial halls of Russia to the charged skies over Ukraine and the fraught borders of Gaza, the quest for dominance, survival, and peace shapes our world. Through it all, our commitment remains to bring you the stories that matter, dissecting the complexities of global politics and conflicts. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand. Until next time.